from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Croatian Prime Minister: our country cannot house them all. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic says his country will no longer register the thousands of migrants entering the country after more than 11,000 crossed into Croatia this week. Croatia sealed 7 of its 8 border crossings with Serbia late Thursday after a surge of migrants crossed into the country after Hungary turned them away. Friday, in an interview on Croatian television, Mr. Milanovic said Croatia is a small country, and while migrants are welcome to pass through, the nation cannot house them all. He said they will get food, water, and medical help, but must keep traveling. A woman identified only as Diane is one of those refugees. She's from Aleppo.
Yes, the buses will take us to the camp. We will be registered. And then, actually, we will try to go to Slovenia. But we are hearing different things, that they will fingerprint us. So we'll see what to do.
Bevar Balak is a spokesman for the UN High Commission for Refugees, commenting in Croatia.
We have responded to humanitarian emergencies within hours. Within 3 days, we can put in place mechanisms for refugee arrivals, registration, up to 5.5 million people or 750,000 people. We can empty our warehouses in Dubai, Copenhagen, and other places. We know how to do the job, but the responsibility, the moral and legal responsibility here is on the countries in the European Union. What's missing is a collective European Union action. Countries have been trying to do it on their own, and then at some stage they say they can't, so they need to do it together.
This is VOA News. A group of Taliban militants assaulted an Air Force base in northwestern Pakistan early Friday, killing at least 17 people and wounding many others. A military spokesman said a quick reaction force engaged the attackers at an airbase near Peshawar and killed all 13 of the militants. He said an army officer was killed in the shootout and 10 others were wounded. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they've released the country's ousted president, Michel Kafando, after holding him for 2 days, but they've not commented on the status of the prime minister, who was also detained. The coup leaders released a statement on Friday saying they have released Mr. Kafando and 2 government ministers they had been holding as a sign of easing tensions and in the general interest. They gave no details about Prime Minister Isaac Zida, who was taken into custody along with the president on Wednesday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his country cannot join the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State militants in Syria because it is illegal. He said the U.S. and its allies should not reject cooperation with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad because his forces are the most capable to fight terrorism. The White House repeated its assertion the Assad government is responsible for the disaster in Syria and the growth of the Islamic State. The Obama administration has said that Assad can have no part in Syria's future. The Obama administration can begin implementing the international nuclear accord with Iran following Thursday's expiration of a 60-day legislative review period. The Republican-led Congress failed to block the pact despite fierce majority opposition in both chambers. Michael Bowman reports for VOA.
Senate Republicans mounted a last-gasp effort to register their disapproval of the accord, pushing a measure that would have prevented U.S. sanctions relief until Iran recognizes Israel and releases detained Americans. Democrats banded together to block the measure. Thus, despite weeks of thunderous and contentious debate, Congress is officially silent on the deal, freeing President Obama to begin implementation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. 2 international organizations have criticized Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko for signing a decree that banned 41 international journalists and bloggers from entry into Ukraine for 1 year. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and the Committee to Protect Journalists condemn the decree. Now, the decree places sanctions on 388 companies and individuals deemed to represent what was referred to as an actual or potential threat to the national interest. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.